Hoop Trafficking. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I remember back to high school running into kids from other schools now and then who were foreign exchange students. A nice opportunity to share our culture with someone from another land. It was a novelty, and after a short time, they were gone. Today, foreign exchange students are no longer a novelty, with some coming to our country through highly organized programs where they are placed randomly for the cultural experience, others being trafficked by specific people to specific locations, specifically for the sports experience outside of such programs. It wasn't that long ago that we read of entire starting lineups being built by this foreign pipeline to other states. Horror stories of local kids being displaced from teams and local leagues and state tournaments being overrun. It wasn't a problem in Michigan because schools had adopted rules which allowed for eligibility only for a year and only if they came through a program approved by the Council on Standards for International Educational Travel. But in the past few years, the number of students being imported through different channels and allowed to stay and play for multiple years at non-public schools has increased 1,000% as a result of a 1996 federal law, and Michigan now seems to be targeted in this arranged international placement of some pretty able-bodied athletes. Kids are directed to schools where adults bring them in, having connections, primarily in basketball, and having their living expenses and tuition paid for by these brokers who stand to benefit in some way, direct or indirect, from their presence on a particular team. That, my friends, is recruiting, pure and simple. And before you start feeling sympathy for these foreign children, realize this. These kids could be coming through the pipeline, trafficked from a foreign land, or even nearby places like Farwell, Fenton, or Felch, to their new school, and the outcome would be the same. It's recruiting. It's what's described in the MHSAA handbook under the heading Undue Influence, and either the school or the young people, or both, have a penalty to pay. And at a time when kids are already transferring en masse to follow a coach or a teammate from their non-school teams, something that becomes much tougher, by the way, beginning in August, with a possible loss of eligibility for up to a year, something must be done and be done quickly to fix the net through which these young people from a foreign land are passing, something which lets kids on real foreign exchange programs come in and enjoy some of the best things we have to offer from our educational programs, and something which keeps everyone else out, putting the flesh peddlers out of business. The winter tournament season begins soon, and the MHSAA TV website has a special deal for you. Just $14.95 will give you access to watch live final streaming video from the team and individual wrestling, ice hockey, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, girls gymnastics, and the semifinals of the girls and boys basketball tournaments. Your $14.95 pass is good for 30 days of tournament action. Get yours beginning February 21st at the MHSAA website. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.